Hello, friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and today we're going to be talking about Barbara Skarlova. Have you heard of her? This case is so chilling because this case inspired one of my favorite comfort horror films, Orphan. Listener's discretion is advised. Now, if you haven't seen Orphan the movie, one, I highly recommend. And the plot basically is just about a family who lost their child, and they decided to adopt one, and that's when they met Esther. All seems normal at first, until a lot of strange things start happening to the family, and the mom catches wind that something might be suspicious with this child. And come to find out that Esther was a 33-year-old woman whose plan was to seduce the dad. Ew! But did you know that Orphan's inspiration was based off the mysterious Barbara Skarlova? Our story begins with Clara Mirova, who was born in 1975 in the Czech Republic, and who since childhood showed signs of mental problems, which later would be diagnosed with schizophrenia, which she said gave her mystical incantations. Clara and her younger sister, Katerina, would often tell people that they were on a mission from God. Clara would often tell people that she was the reincarnation of Joan of Arc and that she spoke with God on the regular. Both attended university, but Clara was the first to leave her home. She ended up meeting a guy who was a little bit older than her, with whom she had her children, Jakob and Andre. The father couldn't handle Clara's bizarre behavior anymore, caused by her mental illness, so he left her, and that forced Clara to go into a deep depression. Before the father left, it was said that Clara was an exemplary mother, and after the separation, she was depressed and lonely, and she invited her sister to live with her and her two sons. Enter the orphan. The sisters then became friends with 33-year-old Barbara Skarlova, who was an award-winning classical composer with a glandular disease that made her look like a 12-year-old girl. Barbara also had mental problems. After being admitted to adult psychiatric hospital, she decided to take advantage of her condition. For most of her life, she posed as a little girl, tricking dozens of people into adopting her, and manipulated the authorities to prevent her from being tried for her deceptions. Barbara influenced the sisters and introduced them to a cult that fostered promiscuity and child abuse, led by Barbara's father, known as the Grail Movement. Their leader, also known as the Doctor, communicated with his faithful by text messages and recommended that they all practice cannibalism, sexual promiscuity, and incest. No thank you. The cult expressed the belief that their members could get into heaven by doing good deeds, and they also believed that they were absolvent to commit crimes. We can do whatever we want! Fuck it! So Barbara went to live with the sisters, where she pretended to be this little girl, and started to campaign against the boys, making them look like evil children, and she always accused them of breaking stuff. So Clara and her sister, as not to like lose Barbara's love, began to punish the two children in increasingly cruel ways. The abuse. In 2007, at Barbara's request, Clara installed a cage where she would lock her two children in there, where they remained for a year. During that year, they were completely stripped and given no blankets or anything soft to lay on. They were starved, tortured, beaten, and sexually assaulted. These boys were burned with cigarettes, given electric shocks, scratched with forks, whipped, and they almost drowned. They even forced the children to cut themselves with a knife. And now, on days when they weren't kept in a cage, they'd be handcuffed to a table and forced to stand in their own urine. If either of the boys vomited, they would be forced to eat it. Now, the situation reaches climax when Barbara offered to fatten the kids up, and she held both 8-year-old Andre and 10-year-old Jakob down and skinned their legs as they both screamed, and would even force the boys to eat some of their own flesh. This lady was sick. So the women would watch the boys from the basement with a baby monitor, which was the start of their downfall, because their neighbor, who just recently had a baby, also had a baby monitor as well, and picked up a signal from the basement. Oh yeah, you fucked up. On May 7th, 2007, the husband, you know, the next door neighbor, discovered that the signal came from the house next door, where he started looking around and he saw Andre with his hands tied behind his back, laying naked on the floor. So he immediately called police, who arrived at the scene. The police entered the basement and what they saw left them breathless. There was a beaten girl hugging a bear and two children locked in a cage. Little girl, you say? The escape. Police rescued the boys and this little girl, who identified herself as 12-year-old sister Annika. When they arrested Clara and her sister, who confessed to everything they did to the boys, to the two boys, okay? So they confessed and they said, yes, we did everything to the two boys. And police got confused and was like, I'm sorry, two? When they turned to look around to see the girl who was crying, she was gone. Barbara had fled. Before police even got a chance to arrest her, she fled to Norway, where she took up a new identity as a 13-year-old boy named Adam. 8 months later, Barbara was eventually tracked down by police, who took her into questioning while she was heading to school. So-called Adam's adoptive parents arrived, and the officer told them that they were going to put him under arrest because Adam was actually Barbara. God, that poor family. Imagine, like, not knowing. Oof. Following the arrest, three women began to turn on one another almost immediately, blaming each other for what happened. Clara claimed that she had been brainwashed by a doctor who sent her text messages instructing her what abuse and torture to inflict on her sons. Police later discovered that the phone number of the so-called doctor actually belonged to her sister, Katerina.
Oof.
So Katerina appeared to believe in whatever Barbara and the Grail movement were telling her, which is why she actively participated in deceiving her already mentally ill sister. And, you know, she knew and was really facilitating the abuse of her nephews. Barbara told the police that she was completely innocent. What? I'm a little girl. No. And that she was being abused by the sisters, just like the sons. But of course the police said, mm-mm, no you didn't. She was clearly an active participant in this sick, twisted game. Clara was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Katerina was sentenced to 10 years. And Barbara Skarlova was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Do you know how infuriating that is? They have all been since paroled. The sons Andre and Jakob were adopted by an American household. Now keep in mind, this happened back in 2007, meaning all of these chicks are free today, including Barbara, who was able to convince people that she was a 12-year-old girl and now a 13-year-old boy. So Barbara was released from prison in 2011, and since then has no trail on her. This chick is just poof, vanished. She is missing. She can cross any border. She is like a chameleon. She is smart, and she is a diagnosed sociopath. So just be careful the next time a little girl or a little boy approaches you, because you never know. It could be Barbara. And that's going to conclude today's episode. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Do not forget to see Orphan First Kill. That should have come out today, I think, on Paramount Plus. I know I'm not going to miss that. I like the first one, so I'm eager to see how the second one goes. Don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe, and don't forget to check out my TikTok at Sinister Marissa.